This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Hi, Vex, how are you feeling?
Oh, fine, thank you.
That's good. Obviously, we just spent a bit being very cagey about what's happening out there and not giving any kind of clues of how it's going. But how do you feel, your thoughts on what gut reaction of what's going to be happening tonight?
Oh, well, just listening to the rest of my team, it's looking like we've improved a lot from 2 years ago, which is exactly what we wanted to do. So we seem to be pretty happy, yeah.
It's obviously been quite a kind of more of a race between Labour and the Greens in terms of, rather than any of the one of those parties trying to go against the Tories. It seems more debate and discussions have been having about whether between which of those two parties to shoot from than anything else, really, in that kind of discussion. Do you feel that that's the way that this campaign's kind of been?
Well, we've been fighting the campaign to fight the Tories. I don't know what Labour have been doing. That's what we've been tackling, and we've been listening to a lot of Conservative voters as well, who've been wanting to find other homes, especially when they're looking at some of the countryside issues and drilling and protection and conservation. So I don't know what to really say about that, apart from that's not really was the aim of our campaign, no.
But it may be seen as how it's come across. I mean, Sponsor posted today and yesterday were all about, you know, Green is the only chance of defeating the Tories. It seems to be that was quite clear that it was anti, it was don't vote Labour, vote Green. Is that not a message that you felt that the campaign was getting across?
The sponsor posts that I did this morning were to do with, you know, the pictures of my team and, you know, what we would do as an island speaking for the whole islanders. So, no. If it comes across like that, that's... But those aren't websites that we are making, you know. That's what that's the information that we're sharing with people, not something that we're making up ourselves, no.
And obviously looking at the national picture today, for the Green Party, it seems that it's likely that they'll keep the one seat in Brighton with Caroline Lucas. But what are you thinking in terms of, there's a lot of talk about it, the exit poll showing 314 the Conservatives, and obviously the rise of Labour. Is this what you were expecting to see today?
Well, for me, it'd be good if we don't have a Conservative majority, but what is depressing for me is the binary two-party politics. I think that lets down a lot of people, and that's really disappointing for me, you know. And the other candidates that I speak to the most in this campaign are UKIP and Lib Dems, and because I feel an affinity with them, because I think that having two-party politics and this first-past-the-post system just lets down so many people.
And I mean, that's kind of the problem, isn't it? That whilst the system is going ahead and we still have that two-party system, to kind of have any chance of winning, it needs to be the two-party, which is why I think there was a lot of that call for unity and all sorts of between the last election. And now, if today the Labour and the Green vote add up, you know, combined, add up towards...
From what I've heard and listening to people that have been doing some tallies, I think it's looking like 50% or more Conservative. So I don't think the combined vote would have done it, no.
And obviously, you know, that would come, whether it's a massive surprise to people, that is an increased majority on what we've seen before. Is that what you were expecting for the...
I guess that's reflected in the demographic to a certain extent of people who vote. I don't mean the demographic of the island. I think it's very wrong for us to say that the island is full of older people, because it's not. The vast majority of people are under the age of 60 who live on the Isle of Wight. The demographic of people go out to vote, and that responsibility lies with the political parties as much as anyone else, because you've got to give people something to vote for. That's what's really important. So what we're looking at next week in our first monthly meeting on a Monday is what we can actually do with all the energy that we've harnessed, and looking at an eco-island and a future that we can actually do certain things, because now we've got county councillors, parish councillors, town councillors. You know, we can actually start to put some of these things into action regardless of whether we win things. You know, the party that's actually doing stuff, and that's what we want to do, actually make some real changes, yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. So what's next for your role of, obviously, as being a parliamentary candidate for the last two elections? Is this something you'd like to continue with? And yeah, how would you like to be leading the local party as you move forward?
Yeah, I'd like to continue with it. But obviously, we've got more and more people that are in the party and have elected roles I don't have, you know, as a teacher, I couldn't stand. So I don't have an elected role. My role is sort of leading and being a sort of spokesperson. So yeah, I would like to keep doing it if that's what the party wanted to do. But while we haven't got elections to fight, we've got other things that we can actually do on the island that is not necessarily party political, but is something that's really important to people on the island, which is looking at sustainability and food and energy and all those sorts of situations. So we want to be able to use as much of our profile as possible to actually make some real changes in that.
Okay, Pam, thank you very much for talking to Victor. Hopefully we'll have lots more chats in the next few months as we continue.
Oh, yeah, with this. Get me to fill your hours.
And also today.
Yes.
We can start to know more information. Very important. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
Joe. www.vectisradio.com.